throughout the earth. Father God, you say that this is the day that you have made, that we ought be glad and we ought rejoice in it. There's no caveat in the word, Lord God, that says we shouldn't rejoice in it because we're going through trials or tribulations. Your word says that this is the day that the Lord God hath made, and we shall rejoice in it. So we thank you, Lord God, that we can rejoice in you, Lord God. I thank you for a mouth to sing. I thank you for eyes to see. I thank you for ears to hear. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing in this hour with the body. I thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing every hour. You are an awesome, awesome God. I can't stress that enough. You are an awesome God. And I thank you that in the midst of my storms and those of the storms that surround your people here today, you are in the midst of it. You're an awesome God, and you never leave us or forsake us. So although the devil would try to get at you, although wickedness and evil would try to surround you, sickness and disease would try to take hold of you, your God is with you. Your God is with you. The Hebrew word that I want to speak of this morning is ma'on, meaning a residence, a habitation, a tabernacle, or rather, an abode. And there's a companion word in the Greek. It is pronounced mone. It means to abide. It means abode. Ironically, the word is mansion. And you know, in Revelations, God talks of that, or in Scripture. In the Greek, the word says a stain or residence. The place, or hear me this morning, the act of staying in some place, the act of residing. You have to understand this. It means the act of staying in some place, the act of residing. And the Lord is going to call you to stay in some place, and we're going to get to that. Along our path through life, it is necessary that we must decide where we are going to reside, where we will take up residence. For some, they select a location and they stick to it throughout their lives. For others, there are various locations, various moves from one place to another and perhaps back again. Moving to and fro, depending on their particular life circumstances. Some select a location based on views, water views, mountain views, forest views, and the like. Others by population, be it metropolitan or be it a rural location. Others for the amenities around them, the comforts, in other words, the services and the features. Others perhaps choose to remain close to family and friends and the benefits this affords. Choices get made based on a variety of factors. Ultimately, however, we must all make a decision. We must all decide where we will dwell, where we will take up residence, and where we will, in other words, abide. Our dwelling place. Because the choice we make will impact how our life unfolds and the quality of our life and how we experience it. In short, how we stay strong through it. How it plays out, in other words. The saying goes, location is everything. Now, if you are a spiritual being, anybody in the room a spiritual being? We should all be raising our hands. If you are a spiritual being, and I trust that we are, you certainly understand that although we must decide where to live in the natural, housing, city, I don't speak today of the natural, because although we are natural beings, more be it that we are spiritual beings, and so I speak to you today of spiritual things. I'm going to give you the meat of the word and not the mere milk of the word today. I'm speaking to your spirit man today. Or your spirit woman. I speak of the spiritual being and where we choose to dwell or abide, Where we choose to stay as we walk through what this is known as the valley of the shadow of death in Psalms 23, where we are but strangers and aliens in this foreign land, and a land that at times presents many trials and tribulations. Has anybody had a few this week? I have. A land where we are hard-pressed seemingly around every corner that we turn. Location under these circumstances, hear me very clearly, is everything. Location is everything. Our position is everything. Where we will abide will make all the difference on how you journey through to get through to the other side. Where we commit to staying fully, where we commit to staying fully, will ensure things unfold just exactly how they have been so predestined to unfold. Now the question, will we stay? Will we stand or will we move to and fro? I say make a choice and stick to it like glue. But make the right choice. The location of which I speak affords some awesome benefits in the here and now and will well ensure you're equipped for the journey that lies ahead. Trust me, you will experience life just as you were designed to experience it, and you will stay and you will stand. He's calling everybody in the room today to stand. And I don't even know all of you well, some of you I do. Doesn't matter, God knows you. And he's looking at each one of you today and he's saying, will you stand? Terry, will you stand with what's about to come? Will you stand? Will you stand? Will I stand? Come what may, will I know where I'm to be dwelling and will it make a difference in my life? Now, as I pondered the message for today, my spirit man kept returning to the word king, royalty, foundation. Then, for confirmation of the word, because I always like the Lord to confirm the word if I'm going to release it, I was out and about on the square downtown Madison doing what I typically am found to do best, having my third cup of coffee, grabbing a midday coffee, and I looked up and saw on the street sign, and it said, King Street. Got my coffee, looked up, and it said, I'm on King Street. I don't believe in coincidences. I believe when the Lord speaks, he's going to speak to you, and he's going to speak to you in whatever way he wants to speak to you, but your eyes and ears, spiritual eyes and ears, need to be open to receive it. And then, the revelation based on the sound word of God, we are to make our abode on King Street. We are to make our abode, our dwelling place, in other words, on King Street, and we are to stay fully there, not moving to and fro, regardless of the circumstances around us, because God isn't moved by circumstances. He's not upset about what's going on in your life. He's going to help you take care of it if you're on King Street. Regardless of every wind of doctrine, don't leave. Regardless of the politics of the day, don't leave. Regardless of your finances, regardless of your health or lack thereof, or family or lack thereof, or life circumstances or whatever comes your way, we are to make our dwelling place here with God and are, in other words, to abide in him as he abides in us through the atoning work of his Son, Christ Jesus, or King Jesus. Because of Jesus, King Jesus, and our trust, our faith in him, we can make our abode, in other words, stay fully with, the act of residing with the Godhead, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In other words, now, and great news for an eternity. Position yourself securely, I say, on King Street. Position yourself securely in Jesus and his work, and you will abide in the best place possible on your journey, and there ain't no stopping you from getting home safely and most assuredly securely. King Street. You will stand, come what may, because you have chosen to abide, to dwell in the right place. And when I look at that sign and I see King Street, I know that, come what may, I will stand. Whatever Satan throws at me, whatever the world decides to attack me in, I have to look up and look at King Jesus. Because he's going to get me through everything. He already knows what's going to unfold before I even have to ask him. And we get all worried and bent out of shape because this, that, and the other thing's coming. And Jesus already knows what he has in store for you. Now he wants to know, are you going to stand with me as you go through that storm? Are you going to stand with me not only in the good times, but also in the storm? Because if you are going to stand with me, I'm going to get you through to the other side. Stay on King Street. From the book of Psalm 91, the Lord said, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You and I abiding in the Godhead, taking up residence with God, making our abode with God. And the Godhead making an abode with us, residing with us, all because of the wonderful work of the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Yee-haw, King Jesus. I love Jesus, and he loves you. And let's not forget the third person of the Trinity also taking up residence with us as well. I ask the Father, Jesus says in John 14:16, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see or know him, but you know him because he abides with you, dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. Not only with you, but in you. He knows what's going on. He's with you and in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name. He will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance of all that I have said to you. The Comforter testifies of Jesus. He guides us into all truth. He does not speak of himself, but whatever he shall hear, that shall he speak. He will show us things to come. He shall glorify Jesus, for she shall receive of his and shall show it to you and I. And all things that the Father has are whose? They're Jesus's. Therefore, Jesus said that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. I'm residing on, I have made a conscious choice to abide on King Street. How about you? If you aren't on King Street, trials and tribulations are going to be a little more difficult to tackle. If you're on King Street, the King is with you, and the King is the foundation that will not be torn down. The King is the one that can handle any trial and tribulation and get it corrected, removed, or whatever he chooses to do, but get you safely to wherever he's destined you to go. I have understanding because the Holy Spirit teaches. My dwelling place that continually gets me through the day, come what may, my complete faith and trust in Jesus. And I know that because of him, his work at the cross, and now my complete faith in that work and my faith in whom he is, allows me to abide in the most awesome place, this side of heaven. I abide with the Godhead in the here and now, and in turn, the Godhead abides with me. And not only with that, but in me and all that that implies. The word in 1 Peter 3:21 says, baptism has saved me. He's not talking about the removal of the dirt from the flesh. He's not talking about the act of water sprinkled on me or being immersed in the water, but an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who at the right hand is now at the right hand of God, having gone into heaven after angels and authorities and powers have been subjected to him. So what is the answer, or what does it mean, the answer of a good conscience towards God? In other words, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. I believe in him because I believe what the Spirit has taught me. I believe that in and through him alone I am now in right standing with the Father. I live on King Street. I live Jesus. I trust Jesus, and so I am in the best of locations. I'm abiding with the Godhead, and the Godhead is abiding with me. To be baptized with Christ is to be immersed in him all the time, constantly imbibing him and being clothed with Christ. That's true baptism. It's not going to get in water sprinkled. That's an outward sign of an inward act. He's talking about immerse yourself in me. Jesus is the mediator, the one who intervened between two persons who were at odds. We were at odds with God, with a view to reconcile us. Christ is the one and only mediator between God and man. He makes reconciliation between God and man by his all-perfect atoning sacrifice. The word declares to us in 1 Timothy that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. From the book of Ephesians, it says, "For through him, Jesus, we both have by one Spirit access unto the Father. Now therefore you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the building fitly framed together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you are also built together for a habitation of God through the Spirit." The foundation of Christ Jesus. King Street. Satan, you are not going to move us. You can try, but you're not going to move us because we are soundly grounded and rooted in Jesus. He's the mediator of the New Testament by means of death for the redemption of transgressions that were under the First Testament, that they which are called might receive the promise of an eternal inheritance. For where there is a testament, there also of necessity must be the death of the testator. Some probate stuff. From the Hebrew book of Hebrews 9:24, Christ has not entered into the holy place made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. King Street. What's it like? What's it like living or abiding on King Street, you ask? I'm going to tell you. The Lord's going to tell you this morning. There's a lot to share, and I'm not going to be able to cover it all. But let me tell you, when you're living on King Street, identity crisis and self-worth issues, not anymore. You're not going to have an identity crisis, because when you're on King Street, you know. Living there, we understand that we are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. You and I are children of God. Daddy's not going to leave you hanging. Think how much you love your own children. Multiply that 1,000-fold, and you haven't even touched the surface about how much God loves you. You are children of God. And I don't care how many are in the room today, when you walk out as children of God. Because you're on King Street. And you are going to impact the world regardless of what you are going through, because Daddy is going to go with you. And he's going to make sure his will gets accomplished. We are being baptized into Christ. It says we have put on Christ. We are in essence clothed in him. You better not have an identity crisis, because you're clothed in Christ. And Christ doesn't have an identity crisis. He knows exactly who he is, what he came to accomplish, and what he's still yet to accomplish through who? Through you and I. He went up, seated at the right hand of the Father. Now he's interceding for the saints, but he's also working through you to be the light, the salt, and the earth. And if you can do that when everything is going good, good for you. Try doing it when you've lost a child, or you have a child that's mentally ill, or you have a physical ailment, or you have financial difficulties. Are you the light then? You ought be, because you're living on King Street. And Jesus isn't moved by any of that stuff. It's not a problem for Jesus, although be it a problem for us perhaps. There's no caste system on King Street. In other words, No one is better than anybody else. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. Everyone is one in Christ Jesus. We're all on equal playing field. We're all one body, every joint supplying. Being in Christ, we are new creatures. It says, old things gone or passed away. All things have become new. We are God's temple, and the Spirit of God dwells within us. And when I ministered in the past to young men, I'm going, you don't want to wreck up the temple of the living God with drugs, with whatever else you're putting into it, because it's to be holy, because God makes residence there. And through making residence, he's going to pour out of you by the Holy Spirit and minister to those around you that need a touch. Okay? There's no identity crisis if you are on King Street. We are the adopted sons and daughters adopted into the family of God. Awesome. Because when you're adopted, it's just like being naturally born. You reap all the benefits. You get everything. Awesome. My daddy is God. Take that, the world. Take that, Satan. Take that, whatever enemy comes my way. Do you really want to mess with me, Satan? I'm nothing, but he's everything. You don't want to mess with Daddy. You don't want to mess with the Holy Spirit. You don't want to mess with the King. You don't want to do it. We are no more a servant, but a son and a daughter. And as a son and daughter, we are an heir of God through Christ Jesus. And in case you didn't know, Jesus owns everything. He owns everything. There isn't anything we aren't going to inherit. Fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. So on King Street, you don't have an identity crisis. Who am I? What am I to do? You already know. On King Street, you are not alone. You are not alone. Reside on King Street, and although perhaps at times isolated than the natural, I'm not going through what you're going through, you ain't isolated in the spiritual. You are never alone. The word of the Lord from Isaiah 41 at 10 says, fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. Yes, I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. And we all know who's seated at the right hand. He's talking about Jesus. From Deuteronomy 31 at 6, it says, be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he it is that does go with you. He will not fail you. He will not forsake you. From Isaiah 54:10, it says, for though the mountain shall depart, though the hills be removed, my kindness shall not depart from you, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that hath mercy on you. Tribulation in your life, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, principalities, powers, things present, things to come, nothing. Hear this, nothing, absolutely nothing is going to separate you from the love of your God, from the very presence of God himself because of Messiah, Yeshua, or Jesus, King Jesus. And my favorite scripture on presence is from Isaiah 43 at 2. It says, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they are not going to overflow you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be scorched, nor will the flame burn you. He is the Lord our God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior, and he has got your back. When you reside, when you abide on King Street, when you remain with King Jesus, he is not leaving you, and he is with you. As a matter of fact, he goes before you, Scripture says, to deal with your issue. If you reside on King Street, if you reside with Jesus, you are not alone. Enemy's going to come. Attacks are going to come. But he is with you to lead you and guide you through it, come what may. He knows what you need. On King Street, there is security, true security. And I'm not talking about some cheap store-bought security cameras or a penetrable chain link fence. I'm talking real security, security you can go to the bank with. The very first and foremost in security is eternal life. And ain't no one or nothing going to steal that when you remain on King Street. You have your destiny established. Jesus said that a sheep hears his voice and he knows them and they follow and he gives them eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of his hands. He goes on to assure us that his Father, Daddy God, has given us to him, and God is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of Daddy's hands. No one is going to mess with Daddy and win as we make our abode with the Godhead and stay steadfast. From 2 Thessalonians 3:3, it says, "The Lord is faithful. He has established us firm and will keep us from evil." In everything, we are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation that's ready to be revealed in the last time. Be sure of this, that goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you will indeed dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We are assured that we are sealed from above, sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. He shall cover you with his feathers in each and every situation, and under his wings shall you trust. His trust shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh to you. Why? Because you're on King Street. Nothing is going to fall on you. It doesn't say we're going to not have trials and tribulations. What it does say is he's got you covered. He's going to have happen exactly what he had planned to have happen, so why spend your time worrying about it? Right? We're human. We worry. He doesn't. He's not moved by it. He's not moved by it. You can look in the natural and say, all these things are happening to me. I don't understand. I understand. I have my own attacks of the enemy because I'm a king's son. I'm an heir to the throne room. He wants to stop you. He doesn't have to do anything if everything's going well. But when you are persecuted, when you have these things going on in your life, it is then that you have to say, look up. Where are you at? I'm on King Street. Everything's going to be just fine. It's not just words or lip service this morning. I'm not just giving you words and lip service. I'm telling you what the Word says. Everything, absolutely everything, is going to turn out fine if you have understanding of who you are and where you reside, your dwelling place. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It says in Scripture, we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we can cry out, Abba, Daddy. And he's going to respond. I don't care what you're dealing with. It ain't too big for him. He's a big God. He's a big God, and he's going to get the job done, whatever it is you need. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High again shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And finally, in case I had forgot to mention it before, the power on King Street is out of this world. It's out of this world. In fact, it never goes out. When we lived in Evansville, we used to have all these electric outages constantly, remember? Not on King Street. The power doesn't turn off. It doesn't turn off. And you really need to have a revelation of it. Are you hearing me this morning? The power on King Street doesn't shut off. I don't care what you're dealing with. The power's there. The anointing's there, and God will move in your circumstance. We may not even know how he's going to move. He may not even move the way you want him to move, think he should move. Who cares? He's moving the way he designed that situation to play out. You ought to relax in that. You ought to sit down and say, I'm not worried because King Jesus is going to take care of business. God is going to show up and shake things up. You're not going to be shaken up because you're grounded and rooted and residing on King Street. And I'm not talking a little surge of power either. I'm not talking about a little surge of power. I'm talking walking on water power. Did you see? Have you heard? You have a strong arm. Your arm is mighty, Christ. Your right hand is exalted. It says, behold, I am the Lord, the God of all flesh. Is anything too difficult for me? And the answer, of course, is it isn't. So we could go around the room this morning and say, is something going on with you today? Oh my goodness, I can't deal with this. Oh yes, you can. Because God says nothing is too difficult for me. Your family problems, I've got it under control. Your sickness and disease, I'm taking care of that for you. Sit back, relax. We're going to get through this together. Amen. Your child that has a mental health issue, I've got this covered. If you have faith. Now maybe he's going to tell you to do a thing or two because he doesn't do a whole lot without working through his people. But if he tells you to sit silent and wait and see that the Lord is good, you ought to wait and see that the Lord is good, and you ought to do it without fear, worry, or trepidation. Daddy's taking care of you. Just sit back and relax. Don't look at the natural, because you are not a natural being. Although you are, you're really spiritual. The power, you ask, it's the power that changed water into wine, catching fish when there were none, setting the demon-possessed free, restoring lepers, paralytics were walking, withered hands restored, the dead raised, storms calmed. And I like Jesus because they're all up in arms about the storm on the boat, and he's like, what the heck are you worried about? I'm taking care of this for you. Multitudes fed, blind receiving sights, mentally ill children healed, ears attached, risen and appearing, kind of healing. That's the power at your disposal on King Street. The word in John 14:12 said, believe in me that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe because of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will also do, and greater works than these will he do because I go to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do, so that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. And from John 15:16, it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give you. On King Street, you're secure. If you don't remember anything else, walk out of here and remember, on King Street, you're secure. Now go out and enjoy your day. Let the trials and tribulations fall off of you. He's not worried. He's not sitting up there at the throne room, oh, how am I going to deal with this? I can't function because this is just such an horrific thing in my life. I just don't know how I'm going to do to correct it. He's not doing that. All he has to do is speak it. All he has to do is speak it. And your circumstance can turn on a dime if that's what he chooses. And if he doesn't, who cares? We're still set to be with him for an eternity. We're still set to be with Jesus for an eternity. On King Street, you are secure. I wouldn't advise changing locations at this point in your journey. You are exactly where you need to be now and forevermore. Amen. This time we're going to take up an offering.